Hey, it's me again. I'm downstairs right now in what seems to be some sort of a large lab. I think that's the best way to describe it. I tried going upstairs first, but there was too many people around up there, and I didn't want to risk anything. So I decided for the subterranean route instead. Now, from what I can tell, there are three levels or floors underground. So I went straight down to the lowest level first, because we all know that that's where the most excitement is, right? Well, not really. I mean, movies lie to you. Turns out the bottom floor is where all the generators and control panels and a bunch of stuff I don't really understand, but it looks like a lot of power equipment, basically, from what I can see. And you know what? It's pretty frustrating for a technical sergeant not to be able to identify technology. That's pretty much what I do. But hey, give me a break. It's all new to me here. So I went back up to the second to last level, which I don't even know what level that would be considered, but that's where I am right now. And I have this nagging desire, of course, to head up one more level and just see what else is there, since I know there's a level between me and the ground level. But I think what I should do is I should poke around here more and figure out what's here, since I'm already here. I think I've hit the jackpot here, to be quite honest. Because from what I can see in front of me, I think I found the other atoms. Now, okay, don't get me wrong, I didn't see any positive evidence yet, but here's the thing. On the other side of this room that I'm in right now is a series of what looks like medical examining tables with bodies on them. And, it looks like there's four in all, from what I can see, and that would be right in line with what Elder told me. But the thing is, these aren't just tables. They're enclosed in these glass domes, and it looks like they're lit internally somehow. So, I guess dome wouldn't be the best way to describe it, but it's really, I don't really have a word for it. It's really strange. They are curved, and they look clear. I don't even know if it's glass or not, but from way back here, I'm probably about 50, 60 feet back right now, and the room is pretty well lit right now, but I'm going to go in and have a closer look in just a second. Now, of course, I didn't want to discover all of this without recording it as I'm making the discovery. I think that's very important. What I'm doing is I'm approaching them right now, and strangely enough, there's no one else here. I'm not really sure what time it is, but it's got to be pretty late by now. I've been poking around this place for hours, but you'd think they'd have at least some guards down here, or maybe a night shift on duty or something, but it seems like they're all upstairs. So I'm going to keep my guard up, which will be pretty hard while I'm recording, but I will keep my eyes peeled and just pray for the best, I guess. Okay, so from what I see, This room does seem fairly organized. It seems like a lab environment. There's tools laid out in proper order all over the place. Most of these tools I can't identify. I've never seen things like this. They look, I guess the best way to describe it is they look very organic. And that's not to say there's vines growing out of them and things like that, but they just look natural. Although they're still metal or metallic. They don't look rigid like the tools we have. You know, a scalpel is a rigid tool with a blade on the end. This assortment of knives they have here, I don't know how to describe it. Organic is the best way I can put it. And I imagine that these are all testing tools for the bodies. Okay, right now I'm close enough to the first table to see inside the glass dome. There's a man. He's lying down inside. He looks peaceful. And, well, he's not dissected, which is good. I was kind of anticipating that after, especially after what Elder told me. But he looks like an older gentleman, probably in his early to mid-60s. He's got balding gray hair, probably 6 foot, maybe 230, 240 pounds. He doesn't really seem like the ideal candidate for the next Adam. But, I don't know, who knows. He's completely nude, and the glass, this is interesting. The way the glass is laid out, this glass dome over him, it looks like there's an anatomical diagram in the glass. And no matter which way I tilt my head, that diagram is overlaid his body, which is very strange. And it looks like this diagram is on the glass or in the glass. I'm not sure if it's etched or... Whoa! That was loud. I shouldn't have done that. Okay, when I went to touch the glass there, the diagram actually moved. I'm not sure how to describe it. And maybe I'm a bit too edgy here. I shouldn't have yelled out like that, but it spooked me for a minute. So when I touched the glass, the diagram moved in a very fluid movement, and I've never seen anything like that before. From what I can gather, this is a diagram of this guy's body, and it's not like a default body diagram. It's his, because it fits around his particular curves perfectly. And it looks like it's an x-ray, but not as primitive as an x-ray. It's very detailed. And it shows, well, it's hard to explain. It's like it shows everything at once. All bones, muscles, nerves, veins, arteries. But I can't see it all at once. It's like when I focus on something, I can see only that thing or that system. Like if I focus on a bone, all of a sudden I can see all the other bones and everything else is kind of blurred. And the best way I can describe it is it's like the rest of it went into my peripheral vision. Well, no, that's not entirely right. It's not like it went off to the side of me. There's got to be a better way to describe this. It's like those posters I had when I was a kid, where it looks like a big jumbled up mess, and it's all colorful and everything until you focus really hard and you can see the shape of a horse or a butterfly or something like that inside, and it just snaps. You know, you're just like, okay, I don't see anything. Oh, I see it. I see a horse. That's what this is like. And everything in here is there. Every detail of the inside of this guy's body is there. But if I concentrate enough, I can only focus on certain parts. I don't even have to touch anything. My brain will refocus when I concentrate on some other part. Just like those posters. And maybe I shouldn't be spending so much time with this, sitting here talking about this, because looking around, I have a lot to do here, but I just wanted to document this. This is some amazing technology. When I touch it, like, it still freaks me out, but the movement of this diagram is so fluid. It shifts the image, but it's like trying to grab something underwater, like trying to grab jelly underwater. I don't know if that's a good description, but you can't really touch it, but when you get close, it moves, and it's very, very fluid. This is amazing to me. I could play with this all day, but okay, I do need to move on. There's all these others here, but they seem to be very similar, and right here, there's three in a row. These three of the first one I looked at, and then there's a fourth one that's over by the... Okay, wait. That one by the wall doesn't seem to have a diagram. And it seems to be dark. It's not internally lit. It also looks like it has an opening in the glass. Okay, there is a man inside. He's laying down like the other one, but he looks to be about my age. More of a, I guess, a muscular build. And the dome glass thing is open, like I said, it on one side, but it's not all the way open. And I guess maybe if I could just, okay, yeah, I could just push it open. Just enough to get this guy out. It seems like that was pretty easy to open up. Okay, I have to set this recorder down for a second because I have to get this guy out of here with both my hands. Hey, buddy, you awake? Alive? Okay. He seems to be alive. He has vital signs, but he's not responsive to any attempts to wake him up. I need to hurry, though. This is going to take me a while to get all these guys. And I keep looking at the door. I know someone's going to come in. This is driving me crazy. So I'm just going to. I guess I can pinch him. Hey, man. Hey, can you hear me? My name is Sergeant Evan Hyde. Can you understand me, or are you okay? Okay, look, I'm going to help you. I'm here to help you. I don't imagine. You probably can't even understand me right now, but look, I'm going to get you out of here. I need you to just sit tight for a second. And, okay, you're doing that already. Okay, how am I going to do this? I have no plan at all. Okay, sit here. I'm going to try for the others. Now, I don't know. I don't think this would be a great idea for me to record opening all of these because it's not that exciting. And to be honest, this thing probably is. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. There are no more battery bars left in this thing, and the battery icon is blinking. I don't imagine that can be good. Okay, I don't have much time left on this thing. Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna turn this thing off. I know sometimes if you turn it off and you turn it back on, you'll get a bar back for some odd reason. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start this thing back up after I get these guys out of their little domes. Okay, so I will be back.